The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will sing, how great. How great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will sing, how great is our God, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all sing, how great is our God. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will sing, how great is our God. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We cry out that we serve a great and a mighty God, that you're the name above all names. You're worthy of our praise. And my heart and my soul and my mouth will sing how great is our God. We thank you for another opportunity to come before your presence with singing. We thank you for another opportunity to come before your presence with praise. We thank you, O God, that we had a mind this morning to rise early in the morning to seek your face so that your will might be done in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. It's not that we want our wills to be done, but we want thine will to be done in our lives so that you might get the glory out of our lives. God, nevertheless, Lord, no matter what comes our way, O God, we surrender to your will and we say yes to your will and we say yes to your way even right now, God. Come the more and have your way. Move by your power, move by your might, move by your spirit, so that you might get the glory out of our lives. We don't want any of our flesh to get any of your glory, because you are so great and mighty, God, that no one should steal any of your glory. And so, God, if there's anything in us, oh, God, that will cause us, oh, God, to challenge your majesty, Lord, if there's anything in us that will cause us to try to steal your glory, God, if there's anything in us, Lord, that will cause us to find ourselves separated from you as we seek your face early this morning, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would come the more and have your way and clean us up from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet and cast out everything that's unlike you. Oh God, in this day and time where we must find ourselves praying and we must find ourselves seeking your face, Lord, we don't want to allow anything to get in the way, God, of us being the vessel that you need for us to be. The world is waxing more and more evil every single day. Oh God, the leaders of our country, Lord, are waxing more and more evil every single day. The devil is raging on every hand, Lord, every single day. And if it had not been for you on our sides, Lord, we would be out there fighting. We would be out there cursing. We would be out there doing all manners and types of evil, God. But, Lord, that's not your will. And that's not your desire for us as your people. So, Lord, create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your blood, oh God, cover us right now, God, inside and out, Lord, that we may be clean, that we may be holy, that we may be acceptable to thee, Lord, and that we may go out into the highways and the hedges and compel men, oh God, that they must be saved. But Lord, when we make that compelling, oh God, and when we make that plea, Lord, when we make that, oh God, that charge towards those that don't know you, Lord, oh God, we need to do it with a clean heart, Lord, oh God, and a clean witness, Lord. So clean us up even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that there may be nothing in between us and thee, Lord, because we cannot go in our own power. We cannot go in our own might. We cannot be a witness of our own self, because if we are a witness of our own self, Lord, our witness is limited, Lord. We have no authority. We have no power. We have no victory, Lord, when our witness is our own power and our own might. But Lord, we won't lean into our own understanding. And so before we go, God, we're going to seek your face. Lord, we're going to ask that you would come to more and have your way in our lives, God. Move by your power on our behalf. Move out everything that's unlike you, Lord. Cast the devil out of our minds, oh God. Cast the devil out of our wills, Lord. Cast him out of our way, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of our thoughts, oh God, because if we're not thinking on those things that are lovely, God, then we won't find ourselves in perfect peace, Lord. When things look like they should be common sense, Lord, they're not common sense anymore. When it looks like things should be self-explanatory, Lord, things are not self-explanatory, Lord. And we can find ourselves easily frustrated. We can find ourselves
easily angered. Oh, God, we can find ourselves allowing our flesh to get the best of us, Lord. So cast the devil out of our minds right now, God, that we may think on those things that are lovely, that we may think on those things that are pure, that we may think on those things that are of a good report, those things that have virtue, those things that have praise, God, those things that are thinking on your goodness, God, and all the things that you have done for us, Lord, those thinking on those things of your word, oh God, that reminds us of your promises, that reminds us of your word, God, that reminds us, oh God, that we have the victory, that reminds us of who we are, and not only of who we are, but reminds us of whose we are, because we are a joint heir with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are a royal priesthood, Lord. We are somebody special, Lord. So we can't act common, oh God. We cannot act like the world. For you said you have called us out of darkness into the marvelous light. So we have to separate ourselves, separate our actions, and stand, oh God, on the bloodstained banner of the Lord, and stand upon the promises of God that we may be lights to this dark and dreary world. Help us, oh God, today to be transformed and to be renewed in our minds, that we may prove what is that good and what is acceptable, God. So many things that we call acceptable today. Even in the house of the Lord, it used to be the difference between holy and unholy, God. But now we're living in a day and time where people are in the midst of a holy meeting, God, complaining about things that are going on in the meeting, God, on social media, Lord. It's so discouraging. It's so disheartening that, Lord, that people don't have a respect for the house of the Lord. They don't have a respect for your presence. They don't have a respect for you, God, anymore like we used to, Lord. Take us back to those old landmarks, oh God, where holiness was right, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, take us back, oh God, to the old landmarks, oh God, where you were the first and primary focus of our day and the primary focus of our lives, oh God. And we didn't come to meetings, oh God, to fight for a position. We didn't come to meetings, oh God, to see what someone else has on. We didn't come to meetings, oh God, just to see who's not there, but we came with the anticipation. We came with a desire to meet you. Oh God, we came to be revived. We came to be in your glory. We came to see souls saved. We came, oh God, to be delivered ourselves. Oh God, take us back even now, God, to the old place, oh God, to the old landmark, oh God, where we first believed, oh God, where we had a hunger, and where we have a thirst, oh God, just to be in your presence, oh God. Take us all back, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to that place, oh God, where we first believed, oh God, where we loved one another, where we cherished one another, where we believed in one another, where we encouraged one another, where we loved on one another. Take us back even now, God, because the enemy has crept in unaware. He starts in the church, oh God. Oh, God, he actually starts in the people who bring him into the church, who then bring him into the meetings, who brings him into our holy convocations, who brings him everywhere we go, God. Oh, God, start with me, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. If there's anything in me, God, that's unlike you, God, clean me out right now, God, that I won't come in bitter, that I won't come in frustrated, that I won't come in cantankerous, that I won't come in with a carnal attitude, that I won't come in haughty, that I won't come in high-minded, that I won't come in conceited, God, that I won't come in arrogant, God, but put flesh under subjection right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that you might get the glory out of my life and that you might get the glory out of the lives of your people. We surrender to your will. And we say, not our wills, but let thine will be done, God. Even in this day, let thine will be done as we go through our day-to-day journey today. Let your will be done, Lord, that we might be the light. Lord, it takes a day-to-day plan, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised, Lord, but I just want you to anoint me, oh God, to walk in authority today. Lord, I just want you to anoint me, God, to walk in power, oh God, today. Lord, I want you to anoint me, Lord, to walk in victory on this day. Lord Jesus, I want you to anoint me, God, that I may love like you, Lord, today. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I want to be patient like you today. I understand, oh God, that patience must have her perfect work. And when patience, oh God, is challenged, oh God, that means people are going to come in and try my patience, Lord. My patience, Lord. But I want to be more like you, God. I want to be patient like you, oh God. I want to be long-suffering like you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want to be loving and kind. I want my faith to be strong like you, oh God, because you believe your word, and you know your word will never return back unto it void. Lord, I want to have a clean heart so that I may walk in love, God, today, that I may walk in your anointing today, that I may be able to inhabit, oh God, you, oh God, today, that your glory may inhabit me today, oh God. So, God, remove everything that's unlike you, Lord, those things that I have forgotten about, those sins of omission, Lord, that we often omit, God, over and over again, because either we can't remember them, oh God, or we just block them out of our psyche and our mind, God. But forgive us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, of those things that we cannot recall, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, how we've forgotten about you, Lord. How we don't take time to worship you, Lord. Oh, God, how we don't take time to tell you thank you, oh, God, for the little simple things in life, Lord. Thank you for the very air that we breathe. Forgive us, oh, God, when we don't thank you for the use and activity of our limbs. Forgive us, oh, God, we don't thank you for mercy, oh, God, that's new every single morning, God. Forgive us, oh, God, when we don't thank you, oh, God, for the very air that we breathe, God. When we don't say thank you, God, for the roof over our head and the clothes on our back, Lord. Forgive us when we don't thank you, oh God, for the food on our table, for the love of our family, oh God, for a job to go through. Forgive us, oh God, for being ungrateful and unthankful, because we want you to know that you are a great God. We want you to know that you mean the world to us. We want you to know this morning that there is none like you. If we can put this flesh under subjection, Lord, then we are ahead of the game for the victory on the day. We are already ahead of the enemy, Lord, because no weapon that he forms against us shall prosper as long as you are leading us and long as you are guiding us, because you will show us the way that we should take and you will show us the way that we should go, Lord. So, Lord, when we put this flesh under subjection, Lord, oh God, we're already winning the battle of today. For there's a soul, oh God, that needs to see our light today. Oh God, there's a witness, oh God, that we need to be, oh God, for somebody on today. There's someone that we need to encourage, that we need to spread love to. Oh God, that we need to love on, and oh God, and breathe light in today. And Lord, we want to be ready, oh God, and we want to be available, God, and we want to be have the necessary words and the equipment, God, oh God, to be able to give them the right tools for victory on this day, Lord. We can't lean into our own understanding. We can't do what seemeth right unto man, oh God, because those things will lead us to death. They'll lead someone to destruction. They'll lead someone away from you, Lord. And God, we don't want there to be a falling away, God, on our watch. So anoint us today. Anoint us from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet as you clean us out. Oh, God, clean up everything that's unlike you. Uproot those strongholds. Uproot those things that we've put far down deep within. Heal every hurt. Heal every pain. Heal every heartache, God, that we've suffered in the church, that we've suffered in the world, that we've even suffered in the midst of our families, our loved ones, Lord. Heal today. Heal those divides, oh God. Bridge those divides, Lord, that the enemy has set in our lives and in our families, Lord, that causes us not to love one another, not to encourage one another, to destroy one another instead of building each other up. Touch the family unit today, Lord, because the family has been under attack for a very long time, and we've become unaware, oh God, of the tricks of the enemy, Lord. I'm talking about being victorious for this day, Lord. If I'm not a witness in Jerusalem first, Lord, if I don't start at home, if we can't get the things together in home first, Lord, then we can't go out into God, Samaria and into the uttermost parts, oh God, in Judea. We can't go out into the outer edges of our circumference, Lord, without taking care of individuals, without taking care of home first. Heal our family units today. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch, oh God, the fathers, and touch the mothers, oh God, and touch the children, oh God, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, build the family unit back up, oh God, that we may reflect you, oh God, reflect the plans that you had for the family, Lord. Reflect, oh God, the promises that you have placed on the family, Lord. You made the family, God, unit starting with a father, oh God, a man, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Then you brought Eve along and you told them to be fruitful and multiply. Oh God, so for us to be fruitful and multiply in this earth, Lord, it takes a husband and a wife, oh God, a man and a woman to do that, Lord. The family unit is under immense attack today, not only from the government without, Lord, but it's on under attack from within, oh God, from, oh God, the churches, from inside the churches as well. It's a sad fact, oh God, that the divorce rate in the church is just as high, if not higher, than it is in the world. The enemy is coming in, and he's sowing seeds of discord. He's coming in, oh God, and sowing seeds of doubt, oh God, and confusion, not only in the church, not only in the families, oh God, but everywhere, oh God, that your people are at. And so we need you to show us the way. We need you to show us the way. We need you to open up our eyes so we might see, that we may see with our spiritual eyes and not with our fleshy eyes, not with these carnal eyes, Lord, who only sees things that gratify itself. This flesh, God, only wants to gratify itself. It doesn't want to give you the glory. It doesn't want to give you the honor. So when we allow our flesh to lead us, when we allow our carnality to be our guide, Lord, it will take us further and further away from you. But God, I ask this morning that you will put this flesh under subjection, starting with my eyes, going into my thoughts, going into these lips and into these ears. Oh, God, inside of my heart, in my hands, in my feet, God. Take out those things that are unlike you, Lord, that will drive me away from you, that will lead me away from you, God, that will cause me to buck up against you and to challenge you instead of submitting to your will and surrendering to your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Remove those things, those stumbling blocks, Lord, that cause me not to believe your word and not to believe your promises, to cause me to be confused, Lord, and not understand my place on this earth, God, to be a light and to be a witness, Lord, to be a father and to be a husband, God, to be the head, oh God, and to not be the tail, Lord. Oh God, help us, oh God, today in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that we may walk in the promises and walk in the fullness of your joy, oh God, in the fullness of life that you have for each and every one of us. We have a purpose. We have a plan, God, that you have for us, Lord. We have something that we need to fulfill, and Lord, that's our cry, and it's our plea, and it's our charge, Lord, today, that your will might be done in our lives this day in the name of Jesus. It's important, God, that we fulfill your will, not my will. Let thine will be done. Give us a nevertheless spirit, Lord, that even when things don't line up with the way that we think they should go, that we'll be willing to cast all of our cares upon you and lug around those burdens, that we won't lug around those hurts, Lord, that we won't lug around those things, Lord, that will cause us to be slow, that will cause us to be slothful, to lay aside those sins and the weights that easily beset us, Lord, because you need for us to run today, not tomorrow, not the next day, not yesterday, Lord, but I'm just focusing on today, Lord. Where you lead us, Lord, we want to be able to move swiftly, God. Where you lead us, God, we want to be able to move effectively, Lord. So help our feet, oh God. Help our feet even now, Lord. Give us hind feet, Lord. Oh God, that we may be able to be swift, strong. Oh God, to be able to climb things that come our way, Lord, and to continue to travail, to continue to press on, to continue to move forward, Lord, because the land is in desperate need of a light. And you called us to be that light. You called us to be that witness. You've called us to be a city that's set upon a hill that cannot be hid.
for the men and the women of this world that are seeing evil, that evil is being done to on a day-to-day basis. Those that have no hope, those that don't know that there is a way that is right and that they don't have to go by what it seems like. They're looking for a light. They're looking for a witness. They're looking for Jesus. And many of them will only see Jesus by us showing the Jesus that resides in us. Let us not taint your glory today. Let us not put a stain on your glory today. But wash us in the blood, God, that your glory might be revealed in us. Not only do we need your glory, but the world needs your glory. And you're willing to use those that are willing to go. Lord, here am I. Send me. I'm willing to go. I'm willing to pray. I'm willing to seek your face. I'm willing to say yes. I'm willing to do your will, God, and to be the man, to be the father, to be the pastor, to be the preacher, to be the son, God, to be the prayer warrior, to be the intercessor, to be the guide, to be the holy vessel, Lord, that you desire for me to be today and that you need for me to be today. So come the more and have your way in the hearts and the minds of your people. Come the more and have your way in the lives of your people. Lord, we don't want you just for the fishes and the loaves. We're not following you, God, just for what you can provide. But, God, we seek after you because of who you are. You alone are great. You alone are God. You alone are worthy. You alone deserve the praise. You alone deserve the glory. You alone deserve our adoration. You alone deserve our hallelujah. You alone deserve our worship. And so we surrender to you, Lord. And we say yes to your will and say yes to your way. Shape us and mold us, Lord, to be the vessels that you need for us to be today. Some need to sound the alarm. Others need to be a light. Some need to share the good news of Jesus Christ, while others need to show the spirit of love. Others need to show that they have a sound mind, that when the enemy is coming at him like or her like a flood, Lord, we'll be at peace, Lord, as you raise a standard or lift up a standard against the enemy. Many don't understand why we are at peace when it seems like we should be angered, or we should be disheveled, or we should be discouraged. But God, when we have you inside of us, when you're giving us the peace that surpasses all understanding, the world can't understand it, and someone needs to know, oh God, that there is a peace that the world can't give, and there's a peace that the world can't take away. Use us today. Use us for your glory. Use us for your honor, Lord. Use us, oh God, today, that we may not just think on our own things, but, Lord, that we might think on the things of others, that we may not just worry about, oh God, or be focused on those things that affect us, Lord. Lord, there are many petitions, Lord, many needs that I have for you to do, to handle for me today. Lord, that's not my focus, Lord, right now. My focus is, oh God, getting into your will and being a witness for someone. Oh God, that they may accept you as their personal Lord and Savior. My concentration, oh Lord, is on the healing of little baby Noel Cork. Yes, God, I have some things that I need you to deal with, Lord, but my focus is on little baby Bella, Lord, that you would touch her body and that you would strengthen her and grow her up strong, Lord, that she may be a witness for you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Oh, God, yes, I have some trials and I have some tribulations, Lord. But my concern this morning, God, is that the body of believers would grow stronger, oh, God. Oh, God, that we will be encouraged, Lord. Oh, God, that Miss, oh, God, Joanne will be healed from that cancer, Lord, that is trying to attack and destroy her body, God. That you would be that balm in Gilead, oh, God, and heal her from the very crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. My prayer, oh, God, is that you would keep our children, Lord. Yes, oh, God, I got my children, oh, God. I want them to be saved, Lord. I want them to be set free, Lord. I want them to have the victory that I have, Lord, today. Oh, God, but there are other children in this land, Lord, oh, God, that don't know what they're going to eat tomorrow or don't know what they're going to eat today, God, and don't even know, God, whether they're going to have shelter or roof over their head for it tonight. Lord, I pray for the least among us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because it's just not about our joy. But Lord, I want others to experience the life that I have. I want others to be able to experience the joy that I have. Lord, and I want to find myself content where I'm at, knowing that you had me right where I'm at for a purpose. You had me right where you need me to be so that you can get the glory. You had me right where I'm at, God, that you, oh, God, can get the praise and the honor and that you can perform the miracle, God, in my life that you desire to perform. Lord, the days of miracles, signs, and wonders have not ceased, Lord, but we're living in a time, oh, God. We're living in the day, God, where you have promised that you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh, Lord. And as long as your spirit abides in us, Lord, miracles, signs and wonders can be performed, Lord. We can still lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, God. We can still tread on serpents, God, and they won't hit us or they won't attack us. They won't bite us, Lord. We can still do those things that are impossible because it's by your spirit, Lord. So, Holy Ghost, come the more and have your way in us today. Move by your power, move by your might. Anoint our heads with oil so that our cups run over with you. Not that my house might be full. Not that my pockets might be full. Not that the people that are attached to me might be full. But, Lord, that I may connect to everyone that is attached to me everywhere. And that the anointing, God, will flow from them and get to those that are connected to them as well. That's our promise of breakthrough. But the promise of breakthrough is not just for us here at Praise Center, Lord, but it's for those that are connected to us. And then those that are connected to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, because we don't want to be selfish with the blessings of the Lord, but we want to spread the love and we want to spread the kindness, because the more we give, the more you give back unto us. Oh, God, you don't give back unto us the same, but the more we put out, Lord, oh, God, the more you bring back in. And it's obvious, oh, God, because you do it with our food pantry. We become so overwhelmed, Lord, with product that sometimes we have to call. Sometimes we even have to turn things away. And I thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be willing vessels, oh, God, to be used by you to be a blessing to this community. Thank you, God, that you're so mindful of us as a ministry. Lord, I'm just in awe about the things that you do for us here at Praise Center, because we have a desire to pray. We have a desire to submit to your will and to seek your face. We have a desire, Lord, to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and we are willing, Lord, to do your will and to be the agents of change in this community that you desire for us to be. We may not have the great numbers, Lord, that I desire that we have, but what we have is the Lord on our side. And if the Lord is on our side, who can be against us? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Nothing can stop us. Nothing can defeat us. Nothing, God, can hinder us but us ourselves, but we ourselves. And we don't want to be a stumbling block to ourselves. So, Lord, we say yes to your will. We say yes to your way. I pray for this nation, oh, God, which is in such a desperate need for people that are willing to pray. You said in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that if my people
which have been called by my name, would just humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, and you'll hear from heaven. You'll forgive our sins, and you'll heal our land. Our land is filled with spiritual wickedness everywhere. And what we're doing is that we're battling against this wickedness with our flesh. God, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. The weapons of a believer's warfare is not carnal. But our weapons are prayer, bringing the nation before you, before a sovereign God. We have these little tricksters, and we have these little people, God, that don't understand, Lord, when we say just pray, Lord, that that is the best solution. What they want to do is they want to march, and they want to complain, Lord, and they want to do everything that's ungodly. But they're not willing to do the simple thing, and that's just pray. Seek the face of God. Seek your direction. Yes, there is a time and place for everything, Lord, but if we have not sought your face, God, we can't go into no war, Lord, God, without you on our side. We can't go into a battle, Lord. We think that we're so smart, think that we have it all together, Lord, and we're leading ourselves into a path of destruction. We say yes even now to your will. We say yes to your way, Lord. We pray for our president, because as long as we're in America, Lord, that's our president. As much as we try to deny that he reflects this country, touch his mind right now. Cast the devil out of his mind. But, Lord, you know what? I ask that your will might be done. Lord, you allow the wicked leaders to come into power throughout the Bible so that your people would get their act together, that we will return to you and turn away from our cycle of sin. And the president that is in place right now is a rebuke to the nation that has turned its heart and its mind and its focus away from you. We have turned into a state of apostasy, Lord, that you're trying to get our attention to come back to you. Help us to heed your calls. Help us to heed your signs. Help us to heed your plea for the church to return back to its first love. I believe it was the church at Ephesus that you said that they're neither hot nor cold, that they've turned away from their first love. Lord, when we're like that, you spew us out, and you place us into the hands of a corrupt judge. You place us into the hands of a corrupt king, who will help us get our hearts and our minds focused back in on you. Help us to see the signs. Help us to see what you're calling us to do. You're calling us back to holiness. You're calling us back to prayer. You're calling us back to fasting. You're calling us back to hungering for your word. You're calling us back to you because you long to be in our presence. So help America, God, listen. Help us listen. Help us to heed your call. Help us to answer your call, Lord. And for those that are here that are of a right mind, that are praying, Lord, help us to continue to pray. Because you tell us that men ought to always pray and not faint. Instead of complaining, Lord, give us to pray. Instead of putting our mouths on people, Lord, give us to speak life and not death. Instead of, God, doing the thing that our flesh and this carnal mind wants to do, help us to do those things that are of a good report, those things that will bring virtue, those things that will bring you praise. We pray for the nation. We pray for the president. We pray for his staff. We pray for the White House. Save God today. We pray for Capitol Hill. Save in the Congress. Save in the House of Representatives. Save in the Senate, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Save amongst our police officers today. Save amongst our governors, Lord, today. Save, Lord, today. Have mercy on Chicago, Lord,
who's have a great murder rate, Lord, that continues to rise each and every single day, Lord. Save, oh God, today. Have mercy upon America, Lord. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we've done wrong in your eyes, Lord. We've turned away from you, oh God. We've gone into a state of apostasy, Lord, and we need your mercy, oh God. Have mercy upon us today, Lord. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy upon us as a nation, Lord. And remember the remnant that are here, God, that have not forgotten about you, that have not turned away from you, that is striving daily to do your will so that your will might be done in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Miss Glenda Ray, healing for her body. Miss Joanne, healing for her body. Baby Noel, strengthen her body, guide in the hands of the physicians. Baby Noel, strengthen her body, healing in her body, growth in her body. Lord, I pray for those that are sick among us, those that are in lack among us, those that are under attack among us. I pray for relief. I pray for strength. I pray for healing. Lord, I pray for victory. Lord, I pray for those that have a clouded mind, Lord, who have allowed the enemy to lead them astray. I'm talking about those that are attached to this body, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would give them clarity of thought. Church. The holiness. You taught to be holy. Center of God. That in God. My T.G. Asking him today. Encourage him today. That you would be like him today. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Be a time of life, Lord. Name of Jesus, that you are blessed, that we need the Lord for ministry, Lord, it requires finances. Peter, water, it's needed, Lord, for them to continue in ministry. If they didn't pay the bills that needed to be paid, Lord, they would not have been able to continue in ministry, Lord. For ministry to occur, Lord, we need you to touch the hearts of the people and bless their finances and give them the ability and the understanding that the more that we give, the more that we shall receive. That it's a law of seed, time, and harvest, Lord. So, during this time of revival, Lord, let it be a time of spiritual revival, financial revival, physical revival. Name of Jesus. So into this great revival, our hearts, assisting on the back end registration and operations, or whether it's God ministering in song, or whether it's serving in area of music, whatever our capacity, whatever it is that you need for us to do. Let us do it in spirit and in truth, not looking for vain glory, Lord, that all the glory and all the honor might be thine. We pray for every superintendent. We pray for every pastor. We pray for every elder, every missionary. Oh, God, every first lady, God, everyone that plays a part, Lord, that your meeting, that this revival, God, will be a success and that you might get the glory out of us. I pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District. I pray for my brother, Brian Jones, and my brother, Herschel Chenault. Brother Sam Metcalf, Lord. I pray for their ministries, Lord. I pray for the members here at Praise Center, Lady Yolinda McCowan, Sister Diamond Starr, Brother Eric McCowan, Lord, as he prepares to head to college today. Lead, guide, and direct him. Cover him in your blood, Lord. Give him wisdom beyond his years, Lord. Help him to remain steadfast, unmovable in you. Bind the flesh on every hand. Cast the devil out of his mind, God, that will try to lead him astray. Cover him with your blood even now, God. Let him not do things that will destroy, oh God, or delay his future and the promises that you have ordained for his life. I pray for Crystal McCowan, little Aaron McCowan, Lord, Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, Sister Deanne Graham and Brother Renix Graham. I pray for Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Lysandra Miller. Lord, I pray for Sister Connie Coulter and her babies, her children, her family. Salvation for her husband, Lord. Mercy on his soul right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for Brother Herbert Lee, for Sister Monique, Lord, her nephews, Lord. I pray for that family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those that partner with us. Brother Eric, Carl Christopher, still calling out his name, Lord. Petitions, Lord, he's asking for. You know the desires of his heart. Give him wisdom, God, to be able to lead his family to the way that you desire for him to go. Give him clarity of mind and understanding, Lord. Brother Roland Wilson, pray for him as well today. Brother Larry Brown, those who intercede on behalf of this ministry and sow into this great ministry that you've given us. Lord, I pray for Sister Lisa Law, the many others that have sown into this great ministry that you sent, or that you place us on their heart to sow into this ministry, to invest in this ministry, so that we can continue to do what you've called for us to do. And that is to empower believers and to change lives. Let us not get outside of our mission. Let us not get outside of the purpose and the plan that you have for us here at Praise Center. And anoint us to do your will. Not our wills, but let thine will be done. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory. We'll give you all the honor. And we'll give you all the praise. For those that are on our prayer list, Lord, on our prayer wall, you know the petitions of the people. And our basket, Lord, we have prayer petitions, Lord, for intercession, oh God, for family members and healing for family members, Lord. But we speak salvation, souls being saved. Because if our hearts and our minds are right with you, then you can add unto us. You said if we seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, then you can add all these things unto us. If we seek you first, Lord, then everything that we need will be added unto us. We look to you this day. Let your will be done. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.